ام گان تی می رند هستی گانم جن شلا کیا چکشو نی نی تام یلا تس می شری گرا نا ما نام شریشتم منم اپی شچی پوترم اترس روپم روپم تس یا گرا مر پرین ماتریم گوشت اف تیم رادها کندم گری برا ما رادی کا ما دواشم Prapto yasya patita kripaya shingurum tamnatos. Ande hum Shri Guru Shiyata Padagamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parajama Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare So tell me Hell is real. Continuing on this tremendously important subject. In the previous talk, I spoke about how people may not believe in a place called hell, but there are hellish experiences in this world which people are experiencing right now. I gave some examples. Torture, disease, some others. Not every disease is absolutely hellish, but some they cause severe torture. Even without any physical pain being inflicted or suffered, tremendous pain, emotional pain one feels on the death of a loved one, or if jilted by a lover, or it's discovered that a lover or spouse is cheating on you. One type of pain which we forget, just like we forget previous lives. There's a reason for that which I won't get into now. Well, I can say briefly. Because we wish to identify ourselves as enjoyers of this world, we are awarded the consciousness of thinking that I am this body so that I can enjoy it, and we don't remember previous lives. We can access previous lives by hypnotic regression, it's possible, by going to an expert astrologer if we trust what they say, but it's not that important. We just need to know that we have had previous lives and we've suffered many, many times hellish punishments. How many times? Well, how many atoms are there in the universe? At least that many times. Because we're in the cycle of birth and death, and we shall continue to do so until we get serious about self-realization, about getting free from birth and death. One kind of pain that we feel everyone has to go through, hellish suffering, is within the womb. The child, human child, is in the womb for 9 months, if not aborted previous to that. And consciousness comes about around 7 months. And the child suffers. It's a horrible condition to be packed up with various acids and blood and And at that time, we have information from Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic scriptures that the soul in the child in the womb at that time is awarded memories of previous lives and may do, not in every case, but may do, and resolves at that time to act in such a way that he doesn't get born again. But then as he comes out, the pain of being squeezed through the ovary tract, I believe it's called, and then he forgets everything. So it's very painful there within the womb. The child has consciousness that we can see, for instance, if you see, it's quite an old movie now, The Silent Scream, which shows children being aborted in the womb and how they're conscious of that and they feel the pain. So that really exacerbates the pain if we're killed within the womb. But to be either alive within the womb or killed within the womb, it's all a hellish condition. We may not believe in hell, but we experience hell in nightmares. There, a nightmare of being thrown from a height is a flashback of life in the hellish worlds. We feel terror. We also feel terror from ghosts, contrary to what foolish people would have us believe. There are such entities as ghosts, and there are actually millions of them. One reason being that there have been so many people killed in pogroms and in massacres and genocides. There are various reasons people become ghosts. Humans, usually, although... William Blake apparently saw the ghost of a flea. Humans, because human life is very important, it's meant to be used for self-realization. If we kill ourselves, suicide, we're going to become a ghost. What is a ghost? It means someone who's been thrown out of his body in very painful circumstances, or who's very attached to the situation he was in and doesn't want to leave, and therefore remains in a subtle body, unaware that he doesn't have anything to do with that situation. He doesn't move, he doesn't let go. He becomes a ghost. And because he's suffering so much, he gives suffering to others. So there is a whole world of ghosts and different kinds of spirits, evil spirits. They are living beings who have a very horrible state of consciousness, hellish state of consciousness. They're not in hell, in the hellish worlds, but they're right here in this world. And they can be accessed by black magic, tantrism, Satanism. These are all very dangerous. Don't get into this. Don't get into this. You'll be taken over by those lower beings. And it's possible to see them, these lower beings, and be attacked by them under the influence of intoxicants, including alcohol. Generally, alcohol not so much, but if one becomes an alcoholic, it's more likely. Anyway, I'm just giving some examples of living beings who are suffering hellishly, evil spirits. They're so full of hatred that itself is a hellish state of consciousness, and they terrorize, they give such pain to others. So practically we can say that terrorists they're satanic, even if they do their terrorism in the name of religion. So these are just a few more examples of how there is hellish suffering, and there's no reason to not believe that there are hellish worlds where there's only suffering. There are heavenly worlds also. They're also temporary. There are planets you can go to after leaving this body, if one is very pious, which hardly anyone is nowadays. And then you can enjoy delights, sensual delights, but it's all material. And you come back again. Heavenly worlds. Beyond that is the spiritual world. And then we don't come back again to be born in a mother's womb and suffer again in this world. So what to do? It's very difficult to avoid sin totally. We should not deliberately perform sinful acts. It's very difficult not to at the present time, because the whole world is full of avarice. Avarice means greed for material objects, rapaciousness, aggressive greediness. The whole world situation is very contaminated. People's consciousness is very contaminated. But definitely we should be very careful not to perform sinful activities. And if we're in a hellish condition, what do we do? We may be in a marriage situation which we feel is hellish. We may be in a situation we don't get enough food to eat. Or even worse for parents is if they can't get food to feed their children. They feel it more. They should feel it more. Hopefully, yeah. I mean, I'm saying hopefully in the sense that hopefully the parents love their children more than they're more concerned with their children than their own selves. So, what do we do? Suicide? No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's not good. That will lead to more suffering. We can't escape it by killing our bodies, because we're not the body. We go to another existence, usually a ghostly existence. It's another sin to kill the body. The suicide is not a solution. Within the Vedic instructions are given various processes for getting freedom from sinful reactions. I read from the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, description of the hellish worlds, the hellish punishments meted out there. In the next canto, we find that the person who was hearing this Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, being a Vaishnava, a great devotee of Krishna, and therefore most compassionate, he asked Shukadeva Goswami, how can people get free from the reactions to sinful activities? How can they do that? And how can they be saved in that way from hellish punishment? So there was some discussion, and then Shukadeva Goswami gave the full, complete understanding, which is kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana aghangdun vanti kartsnena niharamiva bhaskara. He said that not many people may do this, but this is the ultimate antidote for sinful life. pure devotion to Krishna. Before that, there'd been some discussion. Well, one can do some pious activities or perform some atonement. But that doesn't remove the desire to sin, and so one will go on sinning. Or one can come to the platform of knowledge, understanding that sinning is not good. But that also doesn't remove from the heart the contaminated desire to perform sinful activities, sinful exploiting others, acting for what we consider to be our own benefit, regardless of others and regardless of the universal laws. So the real solution is total purification of consciousness, which comes about by submitting to Krishna, understanding He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and our only duty is to serve Him and love Him. And this, Shukadev Goswami says, clears away any possibility of sinning again. That means when one's fully on the full devotional platform. He gave the example, just like fog can only be cleared by the powerful sunshine. When the sun rises and the sun is very strong, then it automatically clears away the fog. But there's no other way it can be done. So Krishna is very powerful, and if we take full shelter of Him, we can become free from, or we will become free from, all sinful reactions. Okay, what do we do in the meantime? We're trying to be Krishna conscious. In this regard, Shukadev Goswami told a story. Story means true story. He's not talking fairy tales. About Ajamil, who was a very sinful person, who was saved from that sinful condition by chanting the name of Narayana. So chanting the holy names of Krishna, Narayana, there are so many names. Krishna is a very well-known name among followers of the Vedic culture. Narayana is a very well-known name. There are so many names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if one is not from the Vedic culture, he can chant the names of God as he knows them. As in the Islamic culture, 99 names of God. We see people with counting beads. They recite these names. The holy name of God is most powerful for freeing us from sins. Of course, we shouldn't just chant with the idea, I'll become free from sins. The real fruit of chanting, we're always thinking, what do I get from something? But what do we get from chanting the holy names of Krishna? Ultimately, we develop pure love of Krishna. And at that point, we don't want anything from Krishna or anything from anyone. We simply want to love and serve Krishna. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the Maha Mantra. Mantra, mana means mind, Sanskrit word, and mantra means that which delivers the mind. Maha means great. So this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, it's the great chanting for deliverance from sinful life, from sinful consciousness, from material existence. But we shouldn't think that, okay, good, now I know, I'll chant Hare Krishna, I'll do some sins, and then chant Hare Krishna. That won't help us. We have to be sincere. We have to resolve to reform ourselves, be good in the true sense of the term. Now, of course, these are all very vast topics. I'm just giving an overview. If you really want to do yourself a great favor, read the books of Srila Prabhupada, especially these topics are discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. When we say the books of Srila Prabhupada, it's not that he sat down and did some creative writing. He translated and gave realized commentaries upon the ancient classic spiritual texts which have been transmitted generation after generation among realized souls. And he kindly gave that in the English language for the first time, and now translated in many other languages. So please take advantage of that and learn how to get free from hellish life. Actually, everything in this world is hellish. Even the happy situation, what we think is a happy situation, then we lose that and we lament. It's just setting us up for more suffering, that's all. So please chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.